Hey, good morning, Sower Nation, friends of Jesus, friends of mine. It is Wednesday, September the 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Guys, have we been having a good week? We're coming to the middle of it, and there's so much more goodness left in the week, right? I know things can be hard, but God is good. And we're just going to live and claim that reality today. This is the day the Lord has made. And you say, I will rejoice and be glad in it. So, let's start off this day in consecration. Jesus he's ready for us. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, The Four Things Jesus Said We Must Do That We Rarely or Perhaps Struggle to Do. Our text is Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 through 10. We're on Matthew 10 today, so read that whole chapter for sure. Hear now the word of the Lord. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts, no bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. The word of the Lord. Now, consider this. So I've been in church all my life. At least I would estimate I've been in church at least 80% of the Sundays that I've been alive, probably more. It comes to around conservatively 2,500 Sundays. I've been in hundreds and hundreds of classes and Bible studies. I've done countless local mission projects and even international and overseas mission trips. You too? Okay. So I'll see your worship services and classes and Bible studies, and I'll raise you a Master of Divinity. Yep, a postgraduate degree from one of the best seminaries in the world. Now, in all that Christian education, training, equipping, learning, and study, never have I ever had any teacher, leader, trainer, preacher, or professor tell me this is how to do ministry in the way of Jesus. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And take nothing for the journey with you. And yet, this is how Jesus does it. Are you ready for some gospeling today? Well, point number one, Jesus has shown us the movement of consecration to receive the approval of the Father and to respond with the baptism of belonging. That's Matthew 3 and 4. Number two, he has shown us the mindset of transformation to receive the revelation of the Word of God, hearing the teaching on the kingdom of heaven, and to respond by putting it into practice. That's Matthew 5 through 7. And number three, now he leads us into the miracle of demonstration to receive the authority of Jesus and to respond by acting as his agent in the world, giving away what you have freely received. Here's the message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Here's the mission. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. Here's the movement. Freely you have received. Freely give. I wonder where we might be today had we put more emphasis on teaching and training and equipping like Jesus does. Instead of full court consecration, we have focused on church membership. Instead of developing a transformational model, we have spent enormous energy and resources on developing an educational system. Instead of beholding and becoming, we have settled for believing and behaving. And instead of a demonstration of the inbreaking kingdom of God, you can fill in that blank. It has all resulted in an inflation of information at the cost of revelation and the amassing of knowledge about God to the detriment of growing in knowing Jesus. Meanwhile, Jesus never stopped saying, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely you have received. Freely give. But what if we haven't actually received? That would be a problem, wouldn't it? What if, in fact, we are actually giving what we have actually received? It reminds me of what a sage prophet once said to me. You can teach what you know, but you will only reproduce who you are. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely you have received. Freely give. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, would you reproduce yourself in me? And could you then reproduce yourself in others through me? I want to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and drive out demons. I want to freely receive so I can freely give. Can we keep it that simple? Praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. All right, our journal prompts today. I hope I haven't discouraged you in the name of truth telling. So how can it be translated into encouragement? Do you believe it could even be possible for Jesus to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers and drive out demons through you? What might that require? We'll sing here in just a minute. I got my dad. He's going to join me. Great hymn, number 457, Rescue the Perishing. But I'd like to just take just another brief minute here and maybe encourage us. So, how have we not landed on this? He said it so plainly. You know, over in John's Gospel, we'll get there in November. He's going to say something like this. He's going to say, these things that I've been doing, you're going to do them too, because I go to the Father. In other words, he said, I'm about to pour out my Spirit. You're going to be my witnesses. And the things I've been doing, you're going to do them. In fact, he says this, greater things will you do than these, because I go to the Father. And a long time ago, I just sort of came to the conclusion that either one of two realities, two outcomes are possible. This is not true, or I'm not getting it. And I think I landed on the place of I'm not getting it. And I've been on that journey ever since. Of believing, of leaning in. And you know what? I've seen some of it. I've seen some healing of the sick. I haven't seen a dead person raised yet. I've heard about it. I've seen documentation of it. Never witnessed it personally. Cleansing the lepers, right? We don't really have lepers, but we got all sorts of equivalents in our day, and I've seen lots of cleansing and driving out demons. Okay, I've seen some of that. I'm still trying to learn, still trying to grow in what that means and what that looks like. There's just all kinds of craziness out there. We've all seen that. It's amazing how when we see Jesus doing it, it doesn't look like craziness. It looks totally in order, certainly demonstrative, but it's not wacky. You know, the world we're living in today, they're needing to witness the real Jesus doing these kinds of things in the world through his followers. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Drive out demons freely. You have received freely. Give. You remember over there in the Acts of the Apostles, I call it the day after the day of Pentecost. Peter, I think it's Peter and John. They're walking up to the beautiful gate. They come up on this man who's paralyzed. Remember what they said? Silver and gold we do not have, but what we have we give you. This is impartation. Name of Jesus of Nazareth, take up your mat and walk. And the miracle happened. It's very demonstrative. But there it is, freely you have received. Freely give. You can't give what you haven't received, right? You can teach what you know, and we've majored on that, teaching what we know. It's time we shift into growing toward reproducing who Jesus is in us. And that's what he will do. It's a shift we got to start making. A lot of you have already started. You ready to sing? All right, well, you can see I've got my favorite worship leader and my favorite farmer with me today again. And we got the perfect hymn for today's entry, today's text, right? It's Jesus, here's his training. Here's his exhortation, his benediction. Heal the sick. raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. We got a great song for that. You want to tell them what it is, Dad? What's the song we're singing?
Rescue the Perishing.
What's our number?
457.
Okay, it's number 457 in our Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. And we're going to, as always, sing all the verses. You ready, Dad?
I'm ready.
All right. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Though they are fighting him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently. He will forgive if they only believe. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Down on the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings that failing then grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, waking by the kindness, chords that are broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it, pray for your labor, the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently wend them, tell the poor wanderer the Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Amen. Well, thanks for that, Dad. People are hurting, aren't they?
They're hurting, and they just need to hear the word, though. So you can give it just like we are.
That's right.
You don't have to be singing it. You can just talk to them. You can just give it. When you say your prayers, pray for them.
That's good. That's good, Dad.
That's what we can do. Anybody can do that.
Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness. I like this verse 3. Down in the human heart. People are down. People are struggling.
Right, yeah.
And Jesus is looking for them. How's he going to see them? Through your eyes. How's he going to help them? Through your heart, through your hands.
Amen.
Well, that's what we're doing today, gang. We're about to head the fields of the demonstration of the kingdom of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going gospeling today. We'll be looking for you out there on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We will see you out there.